بسم الله الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Over the weekend, I had a few very interesting conversations with a few Muslim families. And after reflecting upon those conversations, I thought it would be a good opportunity for me to share my feelings and share my reflections on what's going on in the Muslim Ummah and also what's going on in the world around us. The world that we are living in is extremely fast-paced, constantly evolving and constantly changing. The borders of countries are changing, customs are changing, cultures are changing, the morals and the ethics and the principles of humanity and nations are constantly being rewritten and being adapted. We do live in a very pluralistic and society, a very diverse world. And we love and we respect and tolerate all of the differences that are around us and we are surrounded by them. But in spite of all of this diversity and this pluralism and the differences in the world, this doesn't mean, rather it should not mean that we partake in religious practices of other nations, of other faiths, of other individuals, and especially allow those religious practices to infiltrate within our hearts, within our minds, and also within our homes, and allow them to change our mindset and corrupt our religious identity and our own personal practices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He reminds us, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. That on this particular day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed our deen for us, has chosen our path for us, chosen our way of life for us, has completed the blessings upon the Ummah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's choice that He has favored for us and chosen for us Islam to be our deen. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيٍّ وَرَسُولًا. That I am completely satisfied and content with my Lord being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with my deen being the deen of Islam, my way of life, my principles, my morals, my ethics, and with Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being my messenger and my prophet. This is what Islam is, and this is what we believe, and this is our identity, our core identity in terms of our Lord, Allah azza wa jalla, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our deen being the beautiful deen and the peaceful deen of Islam, and following the messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that inna deena indallahi al-islam, that indeed the deen according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the deen of Islam, the deen of submission, the deen of sacrifice, the deen of purity, the deen of the natural fitrah. So our identity and our principles are very much fixed in terms of what we believe and who we are and how we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of our Rabb, our deen, our messenger, and including our practices. We do not partake in other religious festivities or other religious events from a different religion, whether that be Christianity, whether that be Hinduism, whether that be Zoroastrianism, or that be Judaism or Christianity. Any other religion is not for us. That religion is for them. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to the people of Quraysh, even if you were to put the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand, and you ask me to worship your lords and follow your way of life, I would never do that. I would reject that utterly. So what's happening in this day and age, especially over this weekend, I have seen that Muslim families are celebrating Easter, and they're having Easter dinners, and they're asking their children to find Easter eggs within their homes, and they're making Easter cards. And this is the same that's going on, unfortunately, within the month of Christmas as well, within the month of December, that people, Muslim families, are having Christian practices within their home, are bringing in stockings, are bringing in Christmas trees, and are doing all of the traditions and all of the festivities that the Christian counterparts do. And even in their clothing and their greeting, this is for them and this is their way of life, and we are not allowed now all permitted to become part and parcel of these Christian festivities or these non-Islamic festivities. They are not part of us, our deen, our identity, and therefore it is very important for us not to allow ourselves to be confused, and especially not allow our children to be confused, not to dilute their iman or taint their actions and their beliefs with incorrect beliefs and practices. You may be saying that, oh, it's only a Christmas dinner, or it's only a Easter dinner that we're gathering together. It's just a word, it's just a term, we're not really celebrating it. But your children, as they grow up, and when they grow up, they will just remember that mom and dad, we used to celebrate Easter, they used to celebrate Christmas, we used to have Christmas stockings, we used to have a Christmas tree, we should look for Easter eggs. So it's our duty as Muslims to first and foremost safeguard ourselves and our iman, our aqidah and our way of life, and more importantly to safeguard the iman and the beliefs of our children, to nurture them and to protect them and to teach them the correct Islamic beliefs and practices without any compromise. Yes, we will always respect and tolerate other people and their way of religion and their choice that they decide to practice their life in that particular way. But for us as Muslims, because we are satisfied and we are content and happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the Quran and whatever we have received from the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we do not add on to do these things, or neither do we compromise on our deen. We know that we will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on how we protected and safeguarded our homes and also our hearts and our minds, and also how we safeguarded our children. We will be responsible and we will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reminds us, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولْ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِي, that every single one of you is a shepherd and every single one of you will be questioned about your flock. Therefore, we as Muslims should not use Easter or Christmas or any other festival as an excuse for us to say, come together as a family and let's have an Easter dinner, let's have a Christmas dinner, let's have a get together. No, have a normal get together as a family for the sake of being a family, for the sake of Islam, for the sake of Sila Rahma, for the sake of strengthening ties and bonds and kingship, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please do not mix your faith and confuse your children. Will only in future generations become more and more diluted, and their iman will become more and more diluted, and they will go away from the deen of Islam. If you look at previous two or three generations before, some people were Muslims, and now two or three generations later, their very children or grandchildren are now completely out of the fold of Islam and practicing other faiths and other religions. So for us, our faith is very simple and very clear. We have our Islamic way of life, we have our traditions, we have our celebrations, and other faiths have theirs. We do not mix and match. We are happy and content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And it's important for us to remind ourselves that we believe in the eternal existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He always existed, He does exist, and He shall eternally exist. He is the one who is the uncreated one, without form, without shape. He is unique without any comparison, and He is transcendent above and beyond all of His creation. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the creator of everything. And this includes humanity, this includes humans, this also includes prophets and messengers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of all of them. We must remind ourselves and our children, our core beliefs, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no son, He has no daughter, He has no father, He has no mother, He is uncreated and He is above and beyond all of these things, but rather human beings are a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including prophets and messengers. They all had a beginning and they will all have an end and return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is divine or in itself intrinsically, or can partake in the divinity or the oneness or the majesty or the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you remind yourself these things, then you'll realize that we are not permitted or allowed to practice certain things that other nations and other communities or other faiths celebrate, partake in them directly or indirectly, because we see Isa alayhi salam, the birth of Jesus peace be upon him, as a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a servant and slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not what they believe during Christmas, and certainly not what they believe during the Easter period, when they celebrate the death of Jesus, peace be upon him, and the resurrection of God and the Son of God, and na'uz billah min zalik. This is their beliefs, and we do not allow these beliefs to infiltrate within our hearts, our minds, and especially within our homes.